When Eve first listened to the serpent, it wasn't necessarily sin. But by entertaining a viewpoint other than God's, it put her on a slippery slope that quickly led to disobedience. Do you find yourself listening to the world's way of thinking? It's pervasive. It comes to us through TV, magazines, movies, friends, malls, catalogs. A steady diet of worldly influences will shape our view of what's valuable, what's beautiful, and what's important. We can't expose ourselves to the world's false, deceptive ways and expect to come out unscathed. Eve's first mistake wasn't eating the fruit, it was listening to the serpent. As you and I listen to input today, let's remember the words of Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of mockers, or sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. With Seeking Him, I'm Nancy DeMoss Waugmuth.